Purple Project Podcast.
Day Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another PPPD edition starts right now. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Here in Manhattan, Kansas, recorded just after another work day in the work week. End day in the Bucks, June 23rd, 2023. Getting right on into it here with K-State basketball. Of course, the NBA draft. Of course you do that. The NBA draft went down last night, and yours truly ain't going that far. I'm talking about Keyontae Johnson, who was selected last night by the Oklahoma City Thunder with the number 50th pick in the 2023 NBA draft, which took place at the Barclays Center. In, I want to say Los Angeles, but I don't want to be wrong, but we're going to go with it there. So, Keyontae Johnson gets drafted last night, representing, of course, K-State. Johnson is the first player to be drafted from K-State. You got to go all the way back since 2017 when Wes Unwundu got drafted by the Orlando Magic. The 33rd selection there. He is the first Wildcat player to be drafted since the Thunder moved to Oklahoma City back in 2008. He is the second Wildcat to be drafted by the franchise and the first since Steve Honeycutt was selected by the Seattle Supersonics all the way back in 1969. Keyontae Johnson was the 51st K-State Wildcat selected in the NBA draft. You got to go all the way back to 1947 there. And given the journey, obviously, we know the story by now. Keyontae Johnson, especially entering this process, you know, he had one foot in, one foot out. You know, I was slightly surprised by Keyontae, you know, not just a decision just to go all in instead of, you know, hey, I'm not sure right now. And I mean, I get that from both sides of that spectrum here. And we have a quote from him from last night. Quote from Keyontae Johnson, quote, "It's just a tremendous relief." And he goes on to say, quote, "I just trusted the process and knew that I would be playing in the NBA," end quote there. Keyontae Johnson was joined with the OKC Thunder draft class, course, by a course. We played this guy before in the NCAA tournament, Cason Wallace. That name should be familiar. We played Kentucky, of course, in that big run to Elite Eight for Kansas State there as well. So Keyontae Johnson, 13th draft pick, developed by head coach. Yeah, you got to go back to Jerome Tang's players. Jerome Tang, 13th draft pick, developed by, of course, your head coach now of K-State men's basketball, joining, I'm probably going to butcher his name, Baylor, F.P. Udoh, back in 2010, Perry Jones III, 2012, Quincy A.C., same year, Quincy Miller, same year, Jones, A.C. Miller, 2012, Pierre Jackson, 2013, Corey Jefferson, 2014, Torian Parents, 2016, Davion Mitchell, Jerry Butler, that tremendous guard duo that led Baylor to a national championship 2021. On that front, Torian Prince was in 2016. Jeremy Schoen, 2022. Kendall Brown, also in that same sentence, 2022. And then Heritage Christian, Vaughn Wafer, all the way back in 2005. There, Keyontae was one of four Big 12 players to get selected last night. He joined KU's Grady Dick. Grady Dick got drafted by Toronto Raptors with the 13th pick there. Keyontae George, speaking of Baylor, he hits the NBA lottery here early. He got selected by the Utah Jazz, number 16th pick. And Jalen Wilson, of course, how about that? I think, Keyontae, let me see real quick before I said it. Yep, a spot after Keyontae Johnson got picked, he got drafted to the Brooklyn Nets there. So I want to kind of recap the his last collegiate year here at K-State for Keontae Johnson's The Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here checking in with you guys once again. Third team All-American selection by the Associated Press, the MABC and NABC, after averaging almost 18 points a game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists in 34 minutes of action this past year, helping K-State to a 26-game win season there. And of course, like I just said, like we all know by now, as we're in late June, in Elite Eight appearance, a finalist for the Julius Erving Small Forward Award. He was also honored as Phillips 66 Big 12 Newcomer of the Year and named to all Big 12 first team select team there as well. And kind of to give some credit here to Glenn Kinley on Twitter, and you got to go also add in the fact that well, now I'm blanking here. Now blanking on the name that got drafted by the Kansas Chiefs in the first round. Felix Anudike Uzama. I don't know why it went blank there. K-State, and this was from Glenn Kinley on Twitter. K-State is one of just 7 schools in the United States to have a player selected in the top 50 in both the NBA draft and the NFL draft as well. They are joined by Alabama, Kentucky, of course, Kaysen Wallace mentioned there, Michigan, Ohio State, Iowa, and Penn State in there. You can now throw in K-State's name in on that prestigious list here in 2023. Outstanding, outstanding stuff right there. So Keontae Johnson selected by the Oklahoma City Thunder with the 50th pick there for K-State. And y'all, if y'all wondering what happened to Marquise Noel, he did not get selected last night. But rumor has it, I did see somewhere on K-State Twitter that Marquise Noel was close to signing a 2-year deal with the Toronto Raptors there. So congratulations there for Marquise on that. So there you go. And yeah, I haven't heard anything on Desi Stills because he also went forgo his extra season for the NBA draft as well. I didn't see anything on Desi Stills on that, but so we'll just keep our ears to the ground on that. But congratulations, huge congratulations for Keontae Johnson. It has been a whirlwind of a journey for him, but he gets selected in the second round with a 50th pick by the OKC Thunder. Like I said, top of this podcast, told you he's not gonna go that far. So congratulations on that far. And Jerome Tang adding another player to the list of developmental college basketball players that got drafted on his front and is great so far college coaching career there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen for a few minutes of your time today. Whenever you listen to this, this will come out over the weekend, more likely tomorrow, as we're here recording this on Friday evening. So if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure, or the next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. And guys, K-State Nation, you might want to stay tuned. We got some exciting stuff down the pipeline. As I'm talking to you guys yesterday, confirming some stuff there as well. So I know this is sort of what the quiet period or better yet, the dead period of sports season, now that the 2022-23 athletic seasons for K-State has officially come to a close. There, we got some exciting stuff down the pipeline, so you definitely want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast as well. And I can only give you this, and I'm going to leave it as a cliffhanger. We got some guests coming on this podcast next month. Confirmed. Signed, sealed, and confirmed. Unless something happens here. I know a lot can happen between now and then, but we got some guests coming on this podcast that you want to make sure you want to be subscribed to this podcast. So we're really excited about that. And oh yeah, make sure you go ahead and check out our new weekly podcast, episode 162 of the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden. We catch up a little bit from so far, busy summer so far, and talk about Arthur Kumluma and some other things as well. So you want to make sure you are in on that as well. Episode 162 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. But again, heads up, we got some guests coming on the podcast here next month, I believe. Yeah, beginning next month. So get ready for that. I'm excited to have those folks on this podcast. So really looking forward to that as well. But for now, that's going to do it for another edition of the PPD edition of Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer saying thank you again, K-State Nation, for joining us. Make sure, again, you add this collection podcast to your K-State podcast collection, because we got some exciting things coming. Yes, we might be quote-unquote in a dead season, but the Pro Project Podcast now back to its regular scheduled programming. Yes, the dailies are going to take a step back during the summer, but something like this, a big news development, something like this goes on for K-State sports, I'll be back on the mic to talk about it. But right now, that's going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the podcast. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Have a good rest of the weekend. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Go Cats.